The Utah Jazz get blown out by the Houston Rockets. Ron Boone and I will talk about it coming up in postcast. How much lives for another day? How much was this just a statement of dominance? And what does it mean for the series going on? It's all coming up on today's edition of Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. And Ron, that was a statement. We have a light shining right at us. There's probably nothing we can do about that. That was a statement. I mean, an incredible statement. I felt a lot like when we saw the Warriors last year and they were clearly going to win the world championship. If the Houston Rockets play like that, they probably win the world championship.
Okay. That was a statement, meaning we're better than you are. We know we can beat you, and we just wasn't ready to play in game two. And it was an eye-opener for us, and I think D'Antoni took it just as that. You know, this ball game was probably what helped them more so than any game this year.
It was interesting. Their podium the other night was strange. It almost felt a little disrespectful to the Jazz in the sense that they just were saying, you know what, we didn't come out and play hard. They got hot. By the time we started playing hard, they were already hot. We couldn't slow it down enough. And you kind of felt as though there was a level of, well, one of two things. When Oklahoma City did that, you watched them and they never seemed to figure out what was happening to them. And you wondered if the same thing was happening with the Rockets, or really was it a case that this is a 65-win team and they realized they didn't play their game, and that turns out to be the story. The story is they didn't come out and play game two. They thought they could just come out and win it. When they realized they couldn't regain it well enough. And tonight, they came out with that the type of pizzazz they've had all year long to be great.
And I think you and I talked about this during the course of the ballgame. This is the first time we've seen them play as hard. And I don't, we didn't see all the games that they had against Minnesota, but they played as hard as I've seen them play. And I watched a lot of the games on TV tonight as though to make a statement, get that home court advantage back, and try to take the Jazz out on Sunday and win it at home. So they made a statement for sure.
The interesting one to me that I knew how much they've led this year and all these things, and they've led by a lot. But when they took the 20-point lead in the first quarter, it was the 34th time this year that they'd led by 20, at least in the regular season. They 34 of 82 games, they led by 20. I mean, 20 is a whole lot in this league. That is an incredible number to how great this basketball team can be.
I really like to check, and maybe you can check this before the next ball game. How often have they led by 20 or more in the first half? Because that third quarter, they only shot 35%, 40% there in the fourth quarter. But the game was out of reach at that point. You know, so it'd be interesting to know how often have they led by 20 in the first half and just coasted for the most part to victory.
I can try to see if I have it, but maybe. I have something similar, so I'll try to find that for you upcoming, or I'll tweet it out at Locked On Sports. So as we look at the way this series sits, what's the after effect of this? This was a Richter-scale event across the NBA in which the Jazz, you know, sorry, some kid's got a Stockton jersey on, is running over to take a picture with John, and we all know John. Oh, John's going to let him take a picture. John's grandpa. Grandpa's letting it happen. He's mellowed in his old age. Sorry, I saw that in the corner of my eye. He's the only Jazz fan leaving fired up tonight. He got a picture with John Stockton, his John Stockton jersey. As you move forward in this series and they put on that kind of performance, how do the Jazz respond to this?
Well, you know, this is, you know, Quinn now is going to go back and he's really going to, I won't say lay into his team, but he's gonna really point out small particular things that kept them from even getting off to a good start in the ballgame. Because they did not get any good looks early in the ballgame. I mean, and that's something that the Jazz can't win basketball games if they don't do that. So I don't know if this I know it really helps the Houston Rockets as far as knowing that, you know, they can play a lot harder than they did against the Jazz. The Jazz, for the most part, I don't know what Quinn's thinking right now.
Did the Jazz not play hard and the Rockets played hard, or did the Rockets just play so hard that they took it out of the Jazz?
We're using the word hard, and we obviously know that the Rockets were playing really, really hard because and D'Antoni was really substituting guys. I think, 30 minutes? Harden played 30, and James and Chris Paul plays 30, and then Eric Gordon plays 30. The three top scorers played 30 minutes. They're averaging 35, 36, 37 minutes of ball game. So they were really getting after it early, and D'Antoni was making some substitutions, trying to keep those guys fresh because he wanted that type of a performance for the most part. The Jazz, I don't ever think that they don't play hard. They're just not as talented as the Houston Rockets, and they have to do certain things in order to win. And if they don't do it, you know, they can look pretty bad at sometimes because of that.
We had a note before the broadcast started in game number two that Royce O'Neal and Donovan Mitchell have played less regular season games than Chris Paul and James Harden have played playoff games, and they've played less playoff games, or they've played less playoff games than those two have played All-Star games. Was that evident tonight?
I think as far as Donovan, yes. I think Royce O'Neal has a little more experience, and he's, it didn't show as much with him as it did with Donovan. Donovan got to the point where things were taken away from him, and I thought he got to the point where he was trying to force things, and he kind of looked like some low percentage shots at the rim, you know, and that affected him, I think.
Donovan's efficiency in this series is really bad, and a lot of it's he's not a point guard and he has to play point guard. What
yes.
can be done about that?
Well, it's not going to happen overnight. I mean, he has to really work on that and develop that mentality of being a point guard, but also being a score passer like James Harden, like he did tonight. I thought James Harden played a wonderful basketball game. Very much under control, distributed the basketball. He had 8 shots at the half and 7 assists or something like that. So I thought he played a wonderful basketball game. So I think that's the way Donovan's is going to have to take if that's going to end up being his position in this league.
Well, the Jazz fall tonight. Sunday they will – so we apologize for the lights in the background. I'm trying to block one out. Ron hasn't figured out how to block the – there. But then we end up way too close to each other, and it's uncomfortable. Here's the last analogy I'll leave you with. When you are the underdog in a series, you're trying to do what you would do if you're playing ping pong. So if you and I are playing ping pong, Ron – and you're way better than I am.
Yes.
I want to play to 5 points, and you want to play to 21, right?
So I can wear you out. Just
right.
Make it worse.
Because you'll beat me. But if the fewer games we play, the better chance we have to win. So if the Jazz can go grab game 4 on Sunday, they force a game 6. I don't know if they can win game 6, but maybe they win game 6, and then you get it to game 7, and you just never know what might happen on that one given night. Now, the way we saw it tonight, it sure seems hard to figure out the script on how the Jazz go get Sunday or get game 6, but maybe they can find a way, and you just keep looking to see whether or not you can just shorten the series, and with a win on Sunday, the Jazz know they get a game 6, and we'll see whether they can do that. But the Rockets have retaken control of the series.
And absolutely, if they want a game 6, they got to win on Sunday. Bottom line.
Jazz fall tonight to the Rockets. The Rockets were awesome, and the Jazz got completely outplayed by the league's best team. Here on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.